Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Sagar Lonial, and I am from the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm frequently asked what new classes of therapy are emerging for multiple myeloma. After such a banner month in the area of myeloma with three new drug approvals, one might wonder what else is left. Well, as you know, we're not curing everybody with myeloma, and so there are a number of drug classes in evolution that I think are worth talking about. The first is probably the checkpoint blockade group of drugs, the PD-1, PD-L1, CTLA-4 axis of drugs. And the area and the work in that area have been really, really preliminary so far. But at the ASH 2015 meeting, there were actually two abstracts presented, one combining pembrolizumab with lenalidomide and dexamethasone, and another combining pembrolizumab with pomalidomide and dexamethasone. And the reason these are important is that pembro alone really has no significant activity in myeloma in a phase 1-2 trial. However, the combination with len or pom was actually quite active, roughly a third to 40% of patients responded, and many of those responses occurred in patients who were resistant to either lenalidomide or pomalidomide coming into the trial. So it suggests that the checkpoint blockade inhibitors may be able to overcome IMiD resistance through mechanisms that we're just now beginning to learn about. The other big category that's evolving is the nuclear transport export inhibitors, the SINE, so-called SINE category, of which selinexor is probably the furthest along. There are trials now looking at selinexor as a single agent, as well as in combination with carfilzomib, all showing pretty promising activity. There has been some nausea associated with that, but it's early on, and I think with appropriate management, this can be minimized. The third new class is sort of a big, broad category that I think is worth talking about, and that's the class of mutation-driven therapies. And these include things like BRAF, which occurs in about 4 to 5% of patients with myeloma. It can include IDH1, it can include IDH2, which there are drugs and mutations going after specifically. It can also include things like RAS, NRAS, KRAS, MAP kinase, and there are a number of tyrosine kinase inhibitors in this realm that are certainly exciting and are early on in their days of being evaluated. And finally, to go after P53, MDM2 inhibitors are currently in phase 1, phase 2 trials being explored, certainly through the MMRC, in the context of patients who have one normal copy of P53, with the hopes that the MDM2 inhibitor might be able to help reverse that P53 abnormality. So those are probably the biggest categories of drugs or classes that are emerging in the context of multiple myeloma. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on the managingmyeloma.com website.